Yeah! I Go Into Orbit by Rufus Hoffner. And yeah, we are completely out of orbit now. So this is nice. We started with a rocket. We got the full hour in of all songs with orbit. Thank you to Rufus Hoffner. We are going to do, there was a time where the Sputnik was obviously a very frightening thing. Because it was like somebody doing something that, whatever, you know, who cares? We got some Sputnik songs coming up for you. First off, I got to tell you, let's see here. Let's go tell you this. Okay, you know, to get the most out of your medications, you need to know what's in them. That's right, like a stool softener. Something as simple as knowing your pharmacist's name may make a huge difference in your health. What's your name, Mr. Pharmacist? Why, it's Rufus Hoffner. Has this guy got any good ideas at all, or is he just going to beat this like a rented mule? They can be a valuable ally in learning about your medication. Relationships start when you learn. Or just call him Rufus. You can call him Roof for short. Or Maceo. Know their name. Know their medicine. Know your pharmacist. That's right. Public service announcement brought to you by Rufus Hoffner. Coming up now, we're going to give you some Sputnik songs. The Sputnik Story by Rufus Hoffner.
Well, they've turned me loose in a big old world all my own. Though I've got the world by the tail, I don't seem to have a home. So I guess I'll just roam around up here in outer space. Well, they've turned the knob and I've got the job, Lord, help the human race. Oh, Sputnik, they call me. I'm as crazy as a loon. I'm pretty high up in the sky, but I'll never reach the moon. I don't know what they expect of me, but they'll make all connections. Why, they blasted me off so doggone fast I didn't even get direction. Face, I thought I'd drop anchor and just look a while. I wonder why everyone wants to see him so bad. Why he don't even smile. Up here beeping and chasing around, I don't see what could be found. And believe me, I'd rather be down there looking up than stuck up here looking down. Well, I've showed the world from side to side what's in my power to do. I played my cards and I played them hard. The rest is up to you. There's a saying that's been a-going on, so let this be a token. United we stand, divided we fall. No words were truer spoken. Well, it's about time to be gliding along. So until I get back around on this side of the world again, this here's old Sputnik signing off.
AB, Rufus Hoffner, the Sputnik Story. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and play a non-Rufus Hoffner song. Love this guy. Love this guy. Man, Webb Wilder. Webb Wilder. Yeah. One of the his term was he was one of the last of the full grown men. That was his shtick. And out of Webb Wilder's band came Los Straitjackets. So Jimmy Lester was the drummer and he started Los Straitjackets. So there you go with that. Sputnik! Webb Wilder, we're doing the Sputnik thing now because we are just out of orbit doing the Sputnik thing and then we're going to hit the stars today. You're going to see stars. Yeah. Yeah, look at that star. Looks just like Rufus. Sputnik. Webb Wilder, the resident of Pittsburgh. Let me tell you about some other shows. Tune in sometimes and hear something else. How's that?
Comes weak and the beat is slow. A lazy heart is pays. Join a loving race and start your spinning, spinning round my heart.
You don't seem to care. just a flying Sputnik. Unless you change your ways, how can you succeed? Well, your fuel supply will be getting low. Your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. A lady heart is pace, don't a loving race, and start your spinning, spinning round my
a bit of a throwaway tune there by New Order, thing called Sputnik. I don't think they say, let's get that synthesizer and those bongos in here. Yeah. Before that, we heard some other stuff, all about Sputniks. Okay. They just happened to be done by Rufus Safner. Just saying. So we got a request. Say, you know what? We had enough. Well, we got some more of these Russian rockets, Sputnik things. But how about the good old-fashioned, American rocket? And I got some good old-fashioned American rockets for you. By request from Mazingo. You get the point, okay? I think that was their version of Planet Caravan. All right, Rocket 88, which is, I guess they say this is the first rock and roll song ever done, okay? Jackie Brenston, okay? And then it was, of course, ripped off by Whitey, and then the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Rocket 88!
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Would you like to ride? 69 rocket, 69.
With a sweet man like you, we could have such a wonderful time.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
You'll have to hold tight, pop a while to go into my speed.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
Well, you'll have to hold tight, pop a while to go into my speed.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
You love the new world, I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
We'll take off for a star and the moon is not too far.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
Well, we'll take off for a star and the moon is not too far.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
We'll ride and glide and be so satisfied.
Rocket 69, rocket 69.
Have consented to sing.
They have?
And a one and a two.
There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out. That's the place for me.
first, the very first, if we get started soon, to check on Ivan's story, our Sputnik hit the moon. We'll ask Mr. Mars and other little stars along the Milky Way, can they remember the day in September when Ivan Sputnik came their way? Please, Mr. Moon Man, who lives up there, tell us, is there room for anyone else to visit you since Sputnik hit the moon?
To the moon, any old time won't be too soon. Get ready, baby, let down your hair. We're gonna leave this earth like a ball of fire. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon. With the moon in my eyes and the grease on my shoes, with my baby in my arms, how can I lose? We're flying through space with the greatest of ease. Well, me and my baby, well, we're so pleased. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon. Old Sputnik to the moon. Any old time won't be too soon. Get ready, baby, let down your hair. We're gonna leave this earth like a ball of fire. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to this tune. Look out, Mr. Man, up there on the moon. We're on air with a mighty zoom. We're gonna rock old Sputnik to the moon.
You're just a flying Sputnik, floating on air. The way you fly about, you don't seem to care. When I look for you, you're not in view. You're having your fun playing peekaboo. Leave the outer space, join our loving race, and start your spinning, spinning round my heart. You're just a flying Sputnik, losing your speed. Unless you change your ways, how can you succeed? Your fuel supply will be getting low, your heart becomes weak and the beat is slow. Leave the outer space, join our loving race, and start your spinning, spinning round my heart.
I say the fun has just begun. We're on Sputnik number one. We'll fly through outer space and a rock and roll and fame. Oh, we're gonna get a kick on a little old thing called it a Sputnik. Yeah, it's Sputnik.
Sputnik a chick,
Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputnik a chick, Sputn
planet, the planet Earth. So I'm shooting firecrackers on the courthouse square. Well, the love of Mr. Monday, you gotta make room. Yeah, shake it over Sputnik for the U.S. moon. Rocking round the globe at a terrible pace. Alabama's contribution to the conquest of space. Me and my baby stayed up late while the Jupiter C bopped into space. Move over Mr. Monday, you gotta make room. Yeah, shake it over Sputnik for the rocket city moon. Make much love to your sweetie pie. Moonbeam from the heavens enticing romance. She got a heart full of love, you don't have to ask. High top the mountain of money, say no. Everybody's getting ready for a ride to go. They're making reservations, gonna leave here soon. Gonna roll and rock to the big bright moon. Wiggle over, Mr. Mutnick, you gotta make room. Yeah, shake it over, Sputnik, for the U.S. moon. Rocking round the globe at a terrible pace. Alabama's contribution to the conquest of space. Me and my baby stayed up late while the Jupiter C popped into space. Move it over, Mr. Mutnick, you gotta make room. Yeah, shake it over, Sputnik, for the rocket city moon.
Sputniks and Mutniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mutniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic, are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared. Strangest looking objects I ever saw from space, with a dog inside that got to ride into the USA to see our hound dog or American groundhog. That Russian canine can't stand the pace.
Sputniks and Mutniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mutniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic, are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared. Our scientists have admitted
admitted that we're 5 years behind. And if that's true, I'm telling you this hiding place is mine. Don't care if it's roomy, just so it's roomy, and so it's somewhere Sputnik can find.
Sputniks and Mudniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mudniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared.
Of Laika, the dog, fading, was quite severe that night on the heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
perfectly peaceful and seeming at rest.
The heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
perfectly peaceful and seeming at rest. Amusing thing happened. Somewhere far away, in Morse code, bow wow. Somewhere far away, in Morse code, bow wow.
The heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
emphasizing his sense of humor.
Heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
emphasizing his sense of humor. In Morse code, bow wow. Bow wow. In Morse code. And when we translated it, bow wow.
The heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
emphasizing his sense of humor. And when we translated it, bow wow, coming at rest. And when we translated it, bow wow.
The heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
was saying, bow wow. That it was saying, bow wow. The amusing thing happened.
Heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
saying, bow wow. Exercising his sense of humor. We were all amazed to learn that Sputnik number 2 carried the first living thing into outer space as a passenger in a special chamber built into the satellite frame. Was Laika, a curly-haired dog who had been especially trained for this flight. Exercising his sense of humor. In Morse code, bow wow, bow wow. In Morse code. And when we translated it, bow wow, bow wow. In Morse code. A curly-haired dog who had been especially trained for this flight.
Laika, the dog,
exercising his sense of humor.
Heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
exercising his sense of humor. We were all amazed to learn.
Heartbeat of Laika, the dog,
saying, bow wow. Exercising his sense of humor.
Thank you.
absolutely fabulous tune there. Come on, do the Laika by Laika and the Cosmonauts. Wow, from Finland. What an amazing instrumental surf band opposed to the other instruments. A great band, just a great band, just a great band. Before that, we heard Good Q Sign. Old tape manipulation dude from the 1990s? Early 1990s from Columbus, Ohio. Good Q Sign doing Laika, the dog. In front of that, we heard Sputniks and Mutniks. A by request for Chummy, that was Ray Anderson. Then we heard, what was before that? Oh yeah, Rufus Schaffner with Shake It Sputnik. And then the Sputnik Dance by Rufus Schaffner. Sputnik Chick, Rufus Schaffner. And Rufus Schaffner brought us Sputnik. And that set started off with Rock Sputnik to the Moon by Rufus Schaffner. And then coming up before that was Rocket 88 by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, and Rocket 69 by Rufus Schaffner. So we have got, we got Orbits. We got Sputniks. Before we journey to the stars, a very, very groovy, cool satellite tune. Zombo right in your brain. And yeah, I could promote stuff. I could tell you things. But let's just do this and enjoy this fabulous tune.
Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. You've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. Watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Beautiful. Satellite of Love, Rufus Schaffner. Coming up now, up until the noon o'clock hour, we're going to journey to the stars. One of the most intense, wonderful, and obviously I have quite a few versions of the song Journey to the Stars. I'll have to find out who originally wrote that, but so many great versions as we get into the star section of the show, because this has just been an incredible journey, and there's so much more. It's just an endless journey for us. We started off months ago, songs all about the earth, all the planets, the sun, the stars, not the stars yet, the sun, the moons of other planets, traveling through the whole solar system. We got out of the solar system, started today with some rockets, some orbits, and now we're going to journey to the stars. One of my favorite versions, band from Mexico from the 1960s called the Nocturnes. Their version of Journey to the Stars. I think they're from Southern California, but they're from Mexico. But, man, you're going to dig this, man. One of the most intense instrumentals of all time. Journey to the Stars. Let's see how many versions we can stomach. RCT Pittsburgh, Zombo, right in your brain. And if you want downloads of this show, good. Figure it out. I'm not going to tell you. If you want to find out what my other show is, fine. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I should tell you a couple things. I should tell you about some other shows here. I should do that, shouldn't I? Whew. You know, that's because it's not all about me. It's about you. That's right. It's about you. It's about time. It's about space. And it's about time to slap your face. Tune in to It's About Time to Slap Your Face every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on the station. And let's see. We've got Saturday Night Fever. Join the smooth operator for 2 hours of funk, jazz, disco, smooth soul, and more. Dance another way every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Bringing the soul back to Pittsburgh. Yeah, I remember when, I don't know if you guys remember when Saturday Night was avant-garde. All the avant-garde shows were on Saturday night. Saturday night. Yeah. They put all the heavy avant-garde shows on Saturday night. And boy, oh boy. That took some chutzpah. Took a little bit of chutzpah. But we done did it. But now we're kind of getting all kind of like, hey, let's mix it up. Hey, we're a mix it up kind of station. Circadian Rhythms. A Waking Nightmare, Sundays at 3 p.m. How about that? You ready to journey to the stars? You better believe you are, up until noon o'clock. First off, here's the Nocturnes with their version of Journey to the Stars.
hear what? I don't hear anything unusual.
A sort of strange, haunting music. It's been coming in on an interstellar frequency, softly intermittent, but at regular intervals, as though it were a message, perhaps a call for help.
That we got right there. That was Man or Astro Man with Journey to the Stars. We heard the Nocturnes, Journey to the Stars, and the Longboards, Journey to the Stars. This is the earliest version I can find of Journey to the Stars. Now, I can't find out who wrote this, okay? Journey to the Stars. It's one of these things that bothers me. I'm going to leave this out to you guys. I've been Googling and Oogling, and I cannot find out who wrote this. You know, everybody's going to say, oh, the Ventures wrote it. You know, the Ventures wrote very little stuff. They didn't really write a lot of stuff. If you look at the Ventures and Space album, let's see. Outer Limits, not written by them. Moonchild, not written by them. Fear, not written by them. War of the Satellites, not written by them. The Bat, not written by them. Penetration, not written by them. Solar Race, they wrote that one. Fourth Dimension, didn't write that. Actually, the weird thing about Fourth Dimension, it actually was from a band called The Frantics, and it was originally called Werewolf. And they actually took it and changed the name of it. And the Ventures aren't even playing on that song. It's the it's crazy that they got so much. Yeah, like I'm saying, they got to where they are just by volume. And they're still the Ventures are still around. And, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know. They're not the surf gods everybody makes them out to be. You know, they were the most popular, but they definitely weren't the best, you know. If you could find out who wrote Journey to the Stars, and let's see who's a Rufus Schaffner did not write it. No, I am sorry. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. But no, he did not. So that's the thing. There was a compilation that I came out with a while ago. It was a bootleg compilation. I did this in the 90s, and it's called Ventures, Surf Gods or Guitar Hacks. And the stuff that the Ventures did, they said, the Ventures play the songs of Jim Croce. The Ventures play the songs of the Carpenters. The Ventures, I swear, these are real records. You know, aside from the Ventures in Space and the Ventures Place Telstar, maybe it's a, but they do not list who wrote, you know, there's that great song, Journey to the Stars. And those are great records, you know, that came out. You know, another interesting thing is, too, while the Ventures were on tour, it was all about making money. And while if you look at the second Ventures album, not the first one, Walk Don't Run, but the second one, I think it's called Another Smash or Twist with the or the cover. But it's not even the Ventures on the cover. It's four guys they got in the warehouse of Liberty. I believe they were on Liberty Records. Four guys they got while the Ventures were on tour. They took pictures of these guys and they put a bunch of songs on there, some Ventures tunes. But you got to understand the people that were playing the Ventures, Glenn Campbell, studio musician, on a lot of the Venture stuff. Leon Russell, on a lot of the Venture stuff. A lot of that Venture stuff isn't even the Ventures. So, and the interesting thing is there is a compilation coming that came out in Japan, and it's called Digga 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 Digga, because that's how they referred to the, actually they call them the Ventures. But Digga 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 was how they would explain their style of music. So there you be with that. But if anybody can find out who wrote, not Rufus Sofner, who wrote Journey to the Stars, it's a great instrumental tune, but highly unlikely that the Ventures wrote that. I mean, even Walk Don't Run, that was a cover tune. Walk Don't Run, I believe, was written by Charlie Christian, wasn't it? Walk Don't Run, was it then? No, Johnny Smith. Johnny Smith wrote it, but Charlie Christian made a hit out of it doing a jazzy version of Walk Don't Run. And sure, you know, they were great guys. And they hated playing Moserite guitars. Everybody makes this thing about, like, the Ventures and their Moserite guitars. It's not like the Straitjackets that play those DePintos, and they love those DePinto guitars. But the Ventures were more or less forced to play Moserite guitars. And they always said that they were just too sensitive and too this and that and too others. But needless to say, you know, I'm going to play the Ventures version, but don't think I'm playing it because I think it is, you know, the you know, even the original version. I don't know. These guys are just shrouded in mystery, wrapped in an enigma, and then put in a burrito and served up, smashed into a record, and then thrown out into the public. Here's their version of Journey to the Stars, the Ventures.
Here's another one from our Ventures in Space album. This one's called Journey to the Stars.
And then you can see they're really good on their patter, too. I think this is Ventures Live in Japan. Gotta admit, man, they were good musicians, though. All right, not one of you smarty pants listeners could figure out at all who wrote Journey to the Stars. I'm trying to look on old records to see, you know, about credits, and I didn't have any luck with that. Wait, my God, I'm getting an incoming. Nope, 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 that's nothing. Garbage. It's noon o'clock! Do you know where your brain is? Man, this feels like we hit some kind of space-time continuum today because this show is seeming endless. It is. It seems endless. Usually, sometimes I'll listen to my Deep Archive show, which airs on Mondays 3 to 6. Notice that plug there. And around 2 hours in, man, I get tired. I get tired of listening to me. It's like, wow, how did I do this for 5 hours? I used to do this for 5 hours all the time. But this is a three-hour show now. But the Deep Archive is an edited from five-hour show, and it's kind of neat. Shows from 14 years ago. I'm rebroadcasting old, old, old stuff. Well, we journeyed into the stars. Man, isn't that a great instrumental? But I should tell you something. I should tell you something before we travel out into the stars. And let me see here. Ah, here we go. This will work. Ray gun crimes hit home. When you go to jail for a ray gun crime, not a Ronald ray gun, a real ray gun. It's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family that got vaporized. Ray gun crimes hit home if you aim correctly. A public service announcement brought to you by Rufus Schaffner. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're here all week. What else we got here? You got a bike? You want to ride a bike? You like bikes? You want safer bikes, safer streets? This is from 2005, this PSA. So in the past, 18 years, we came a long way. Because they wanted safer streets. We got that. Respect for motorists. Hell to the yeah. Bicycle infrastructure improvements. Absolutely. Bike Pittsburgh, nonprofit organization working on improving the sea anemones off the streets and making Pittsburgh more bicycle friendly. Good on you, Bike Pittsburgh. You done did good. All right. And you can find out about the programs. I don't even think their website's even around anymore, but bike-pgh.org. Give it a shot. You know, that'd be awesome if that's up there 18 years later. Stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure. I don't know who picks up brochures. Brochures are just like that. That's worse than junk mail. Because when people do brochures, you kind of feel like, okay, let me look at this for 3 seconds and then throw it out. Is there a coupon in here? Did somebody put any money in here? Nope. To the garbage. All right, let's get into the stars because, yes, we are all made the stars. Rufus Schaffner.